Hello and welcome to the Dynasty Drunks Fantasy Football Podcast with your hosts, Daryl White and Jeremy Vest. Got something to say? Then crack open a cold one and leave us a message on the 24/7 Drunk Dial voicemail line at 702-530-5564. Enjoy the show and remember, friends don't let friends trade drunk.
All right, well, what's up, buddy? I haven't seen your face in like 4 weeks or something.
It's been a minute. Too long.
Yeah, you've certainly had a lot going on. Both of us are not at home. Viewers is different reasons. But good to see you back.
Yeah, good to be here.
Definitely, yeah. We weren't missed, so it's okay. let's jump right into it. I know you've got some limited time here. But Take a Shot this week is going to be 6 teams on bye. And this is the last week of the regular season. I'm sure, you know, this is going to be a thing and dealing with it. And some teams I really had to like dig deep in the waiver wires to add some players here, because not only was like my main people on bye, but then like I had some where it was even my bench players run bye. So I got a little dirty, but
I can fill in.
Yeah, I'm a little excited though. We'll see how this goes. I'm into the third round of the Scott Fishbowl playoffs. And I have like one person on bye, like my whole entire team, like had like early byes. So I should be safe for another week outside of like, you know, some shitty performances, but you know, we'll see. So, all right. Yeah, we'll see. I was number 34 entering this week. So, I got to do one thing good this season.
Whose idea was it to put 6 teams on bye? NFL knows how big fantasy is, and they know that this is the week before the playoffs start. And it's just like,
no, this is crucial. Yeah. At least they didn't. You know, obviously, it'd be really crappy if they did it in 15 or later, though. So I'll give them that.
Yeah.
All right. Just real quick, I just drink Red Bull, got off work maybe, you know, hour and a half ago, if that. And so I just grabbed a Bud Light in the fridge. So, you know, it's a nice sip real quick.
Dale's Pale Ale.
Perfect. If I see that, I'm going to check that out. So
it's not bad. Not too harsh for your baby tongue there.
Whatever. I've been drinking different stuff. So we did technically have at least one voicemail. We kind of abandoned our own rule, but we do have one that we haven't played. But I'm on the road on my laptop, so I don't have quite access to all the tools to play it. So we'll get to it later. Yeah, real quick, you want to go through the inactives for us, or doubtfuls, however you want to put it.
Yeah, so J.K. Dobbins coming off of injured reserve. I don't really know how much he's going to be used. I haven't really heard anything much about that. Just saw he was activated. And then the definite out players this week, Jacoby Myers, Rondell Moore, Kadarius Toney, Brandon Cooks, Nico Collins. So Texans are going to be they're going to get destroyed by the Cowboys. Cortland Sutton and Hayden Hurst for the outs, and doubtful and game time decisions here for Kenneth Walker III and DJ Dallas. And look for Travis Homer on your waiver wire. So I will say that if neither one of those guys can go, he's going to be a very good start against Carolina.
Yeah, if he's available. I know going into the week he was available, but may have been scooped up by now. So,
yeah, maybe too late at this point. But
yeah, I got to make some adjustments here with the Collins officially out now. So I know I need to go check a couple leagues just on that. So, and he was some of my, like, you know, bi-week fill-ins here. So I'm going to get even deeper into the roster. So, all right, we did this homework here right before, so we can get something together. So run me through this Dynasty six pack.
Yeah, I know you had some stuff in here, and I apologize for
simply gutted it.
To get some of the same people in here, but I thought I'd get more up to date stats and information.
But, well, you just deleted them. Yeah. I could have fixed it later. Like, now that I even remember what I wrote.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts has massively improved as a passer this season. He is third in completion percentage. He was 26th last year, second in yards per attempt, 15th last year, third in passer rating. He was 22nd last year, fourth in PFF pass grades. He was 20th last year, and he's also on pace for 187 attempts, 862 yards, and 12 rushing touchdowns. So overall, just a big improvement. That's I think he's the main reason for the Eagles' success, along with Coach Sirianni and the addition of A.J. Brown. All together. I think they're probably the most complete team
in the NFL right now. Yeah, they certainly look good. I'd say, yeah, if you took a gamble on him last year, basically at real no cost, no major cost, maybe a little bit because there was some hype, but going into this next year, but you definitely, you know, kind of we'll get into some league winner kind of information, but yeah, it paid off, you know. AJ Brown, I think, is the biggest helping factor there. But because the others, like Devonta Smith, kind of shows up at times. Goddard's out lately, but you know, it's like that's been the real big, I guess, factor for me is AJ Brown's been ridiculous. So, which, yeah, I think the Titans GM was just fired or whatever, and I think
that's because Brown went off. That
game. So, and they're basically like, why weren't we using this guy like this? Like, why, you know? Yes, but
AJ Brown
finally became the player, you know, we all thought he might be.
Yeah, he said that he wanted to re-sign with the Titans. He wanted to be there long term. Things broke down and they traded him. And there was a clip from the draft last year when that trade happened of Rabel. It looked like he wanted to pick up a chair and throw it across the room. He was straining himself. And it was just like, and I know Rabel probably has a lot of power in that organization, and he probably may have had something to do with that firing this week. I'm sure we'll know.
Yeah, I mean, he's made them relevant.
Yeah. Next up, we got DeAndre Swift is looking like a lead winner right now. He has you've been waiting for him to get healthy all year, basically. But when he has been healthy, he's been great. Last week, he had 21 fantasy points. Coming up here, so you got this week and the fantasy playoffs. This week versus Minnesota, they allow the fifth most receiving yards to running backs. Week 15 versus the Jets, eighth most. Week 16 versus Carolina, the ninth most. And championship week, week 17 against the Bears, they allow the sixth most receiving yards to running backs. So, but that's what he's good at. So, I mean, I think you're going to be happy having DeAndre Swift in the lineup as long as he can stay healthy.
Yeah, so that's going to be the thing, right? So I see Artie in week 15, he'll be like out or limited with, you know, a thigh injury or something. So like, yeah, that's it's he does this all the time. Why do not people recognize this? Like, oh, he's back, and then like he's gone again. Like, it's, yeah, this is the same story. This is why I've never really liked him, you know.
Right, and then you got to deal with Jamal Williams scoring at least eight touchdowns every game. So he's getting it's one touchdown, yeah. He's not going to get every game. So.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Jamal.
Yeah,
they are favored against the Vikings this week. So kind of funny.
The 10-2 Vikings, favored, unbelievable. But they've been playing pretty good.
Yeah.
So. Speaking of the Bears, without Darnell Mooney, Cole Kmet led the Bears in routes run and targets last week. Through week 1 through 8, he averaged 2.5 targets per game, and everyone was down on him. I think I even traded him away in a league. I got a pretty decent return on it, but since week 8, 6 targets per game, and that's with Mooney out. I think as long as Mooney's out, that's going to be good for Komet. Throw him in the middle of the field.
Yeah, well, I think this could solidify him going forward into next season as more of a target. You know, it's kind of seemed like he wasn't there, and then that time to kind of develop some trust and stuff going forward. But I think the Bears are going to be bringing in some wide receivers and stuff and some additional talent. So, you know, Komet could still be pretty relevant, but, you know, maybe we see some stuff that's going to hurt his value. So you might want to potentially sell now, or, you know, at a higher value, and maybe be able to buy back once they bring in some big name and everybody gets mad, or, you know, but Mooney would probably be the one that hurts.
I was looking at like cap space going into the next year, and they just announced it's possibly going to be like $220 million, and the Bears are going to have a ton. Like, they got rid of so much cap through their trades of their defensive players this year. But the Bears are good. Could possibly, if they make the right moves, be a scary team. And I know, I mean, the past tells us that the Bears are not going to make smart moves, but they're going to have a lot of money to throw around at free agents. If they make the right moves, they could be a really scary team with the emergence of Fields, and just they already have a decent running game. I don't know what they're going to do with Montgomery going forward, but yeah, it could be a scary team.
Yeah, there's some upside to that team for sure, especially the way Fields has been playing. As much as I hate to admit it, after we just took the all-time franchise wins from them, so.
Yeah, no one ever keeps that for very long, but.
Well, they kept it for a long time.
Yeah. Another tight end here, Chigozie Okonkwo of the Titans. We talked about him a little bit in the offseason. I know you brought him up at one point around the combine. He ran some crazy number for the 40. I think he was in like the 4.3, 4.4 range. And for a tight end, that's insane. And that put him on my radar. I picked him up as an undrafted rookie or fourth round guy in a couple places, tight end premium. But so 3 of the last 6 games, he's at a 20% plus target share. PFF receiving grade of 79.5, and that would put him at tight end 5 of 37 with 25 plus targets. I mean, small sample size, but 5 out of 37 ain't bad. Yards per route run, 2.75. That's number one of tight ends. Yards per reception, 18.3. Number one of tight ends. Targets per route run, 25%. That puts him at number 3 for tight ends. So you never really see a lot from a rookie tight end, and this is very promising here.
I mean, especially undrafted.
Yeah, they have Austin Hooper down there, but I mean, he's been had one good week all year, and that's it. And I mean, I've thrown Okonkwo in a couple leagues where I like needed a spot start, and he's been fine. Like, he'd get you 7-8 points at least.
I'll take that as a floor for a tight end.
Yeah. Especially now, I mean, it's terrible.
Yes, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I had was a Kelsey stat, I think, but about how far ahead he is from like everybody else. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's awful. Next up, a guy that we would have been talking about the last 4 weeks that we've done the show. But we get to get it all in right here. Christian Watson, one of the only bright spots on the Packers season here, had a 21% target share week 13. That is 20-plus percent in this 3 of his last 4 games. He's also been a top 10 wide receiver each of the last 4 weeks. Week 10, he had 3 touchdowns. Week 11, 2 touchdowns. Week 12, a touchdown. Week 13, 2 touchdowns again, and that's 8 touchdowns in the last 4 games. I mean, we were kind of cursing the front office for this pick the first 7 weeks of the season, and it's just, man, it seemed like all he needed was that first big play, that first touchdown, and his confidence just went through the roof, and he has been awesome ever since.
Yeah, I don't know if we were necessarily cursing him, but it was just like, I don't know. It was more of like, I don't know. I don't know how to put it. It's like, I was definitely on like the wait and see train, but it was just like, oh man. Like, he had a whole bunch of just like, I'm out of games for injuries and stuff, and it was not looking good, you know? Like,
well, yeah. I mean, just cursing them in the sense that you saw like other wide receivers that were there and when they took him, like, and they'd already like kind of had their breakout performance, or at least a breakout catch or something like that, you know?
Yeah, and that showed something, man.
Yeah. So, yeah. Very, very happy with Packers fan with Watson for sure.
Yeah, I want to see what they look like when you got Watson and Dubs back. So
I know that's the thing, we haven't seen them all on the field at the same time. But, you know, I think Watson, Dubs, and Lazard all on the field at the same time, is that's a decent wide receiver core. So I'd like to see him add somebody next year, of course, but you know, they probably won't.
Might lose somebody actually. So
Jonathan Taylor, since Jeff Saturday took over as head coach, has seen 86% of the snaps, 87% of the running back carries, 86% of the running back touches, and an 83% route rate. Another guy that was kind of disappointing you all year, either due to injury or just performance as a whole. But since Saturday took over, I mean, the verdict on him is pretty much in at this point for as a head coach. I mean, I don't think anyone's really impressed. They have performed better, giving Taylor the work has helped.
Yeah, that's been nice. Certainly for Taylor. I also don't. I don't think Saturday's done that bad. Like, he wasn't even like an assistant or anything, so he kind of had to like figure it all out all at once. So like, you know, I mean, I think, because I know he talked about like, even when he started, he didn't have like the system of like the coaches and whose responsibility was going to be to take away his flag under 2 minutes, you know what I'm saying, so he didn't throw it, you know, stuff like that. Like, they didn't have that figured out. So it's like, I mean, you talk about getting thrown into the fire, right? So I would say there's certainly something to do with like having coaching experience and see how a sideline's operated outside of like a player's perspective. But I don't know. I don't think he's like doing horrible. It's just a horrible team too. So
yeah, it's just a bad team. I mean, I like Jeff Saturday. I mean, I was pretty disappointed in his time with the Packers, but I do like him as a, you know, talking head on ESPN or whatever, on games, and he seems like an okay dude, but don't know about him coaching. Last up here is just some the league winners, kind of guys that just kind of came out of nowhere the last 2 years and then get some potential this year. So in 2020 it was Justin Jefferson, Brandon Ayuk. 2021 is Jamar Chase and Amon Ross St. Brown, the sun god, who is looking the same. Honestly, he is just,
dude, man, everybody like, was like, so like, oh, he's going to fall off. He ain't really good. Like, no way he can keep this up. And I'm so glad. Like, I was all over him last year trying to get him like in the rookie drafts, 'cause I got a lot of shares of him. So,
So this year we're looking at, I would put Amon-Ra in this group, but that, I mean, this is just basically just rookies that they're pointing out here. But this year, Garrett Wilson potential and Christian Watson. Of course, we just talked about him. He's been amazing. I mean, I don't think it should slow down. Honestly, he's Aaron Rodgers' number one target. Aaron's playing pretty decent, and I think he's going to come back better off the bye. And Mike White and Garrett Wilson seem to have a really good connection going on, so I don't think that's going to stop anytime soon either.
Yeah, I think you could have potentially put Chris Olave in here if he had a better like quarterback play. If it had been Winston, like Olave could have some ridiculous numbers.
Oh no, yeah, it's hard to believe they haven't put him back in there. I just wonder if his back injury is a little more scary than they have let on.
Yeah, it has to be. Definitely. Right. It has to be. Yeah. All right. I think there's the six pack. I know we've made some trades and stuff here. Anything you can remember off the top of your head? Or
I made a ton of stupid trades for going into the playoffs and stuff. I know I traded. Yeah. I think I did like a 24 first for Kittle right before Garoppolo got hurt. Yeah. And in a two tight end league. So, I mean, it could work. I mean, who knows if Purdy's going to target him the same way, but Kittle's kind of volatile anyway. So we'll see, we'll see on that. No, I don't really remember any other ones.
Yeah. I mean, I know we made a couple trades. I got Watson off you. I got
Watson. I was in a first.
Yeah, I paid up to get Jacobs on a team I have a chance to win in. So yeah, we've had a couple. So nothing. I think that's like been too crazy. So yeah,
I traded Swift to Ike for a first and a second and Gronk. I remember that one. So. Yeah, I'm pretty decent contender in that league. I mean, I have second most points scored, and I have two firsts and two seconds going into next year. They're going to be late, but still, I mean, I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, I had to make the decision to cut and run on Christian McCaffrey. I mean, I could have been like decent in the league, but like I had to get as much value out of McCaffrey as I could. So. All right. Well, last call. You know, I just wanted to say where my previous stats trash here. Those are all independently researched. All right, like I'll try to revive them next time. So, but yeah, so that's something from Twitter too that I like enjoy seeing is Russell Wilson still has fewer TDs than he does bathrooms. So that's always fun. He's getting really. I think he needs like. He's got like 13 bathrooms and he's only got like 9 touchdowns. So he's getting pretty close to not making it. So.
So. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yep. So anything else?
No, man. Just still waiting to leave this place. But
I know what you mean, brother.
But hopefully we can keep getting together. At least for a little bit every Friday or Saturday till we leave. So.
Yeah, all up to you at this point. Let me know.
Yeah, I failed you.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I even went and got my laptop fixed, so I had like a good laptop to do this with while I'm on the road. So see, yeah,
nice.
All right, cool, buddy.
All right, man.
All right.
Thank you for tuning into the Dynasty Drunks Fantasy Football Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to rate and subscribe. Until next time, remember, NFL players don't care about your fantasy team, but we do.